Im katan yachol likros b'torah lo. So, question number 3 on page 9. So we know the Gemara says in Megillah in Chaf Gimel, page 10 in packet Aleph in the Yirei Halacha. Tana Rabbanan kol olim levin yeshiva afil katan. So even a katan is olim levin yeshiva. Get an aliyah. And the Bach says that he's going to read the Aliyah.
So how?
Okay. No. Maybe. So the Bach says that he could be motzi. Ikachiv was a shmiya. Ikachiv is the shmiya. So as long as you could hear, so it's not like Kriyas and Megillah Esther, where the mitzvah is to read the Megillah. So even if you're not going to have a Megillah in front of you, you hear Shomei Ka'onez as if you read. But Kriyas HaTorah is not through Shomei Ka'onez. It's just listening, so you listen for yourself. So if a katan reads the Torah, you can listen, and you're yotze. It's not that he's being motzi you. You're listening for yourself. That's the Bach, and in Sefer Yiturei Megillah, he quotes it from the Rimu Lunil, the same idea. That's why I told you that I once had a shiloh with a bar mitzvah boy, he prepared the wrong parsha. He prepared the parsha before his bar mitzvah. He was supposed to prepare that he made a mistake. So I thought that he could lane, because the mice cotton maker didn't could lane. Because he doesn't have to be a gadol. That's the Bach. Rav Shechter likes to quote from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, quoted in the Nefesh HaRav, that if the Baal Kori was angry at somebody in the shul and said, I have kavana to be mostly everyone except for you, he doesn't have to go to a different shul, because it's not shaykh to speak about kavana shalolotzes. The maisa, he heard it, so he's yaitzi. Then, question number 4. We'll say more about this. Amen Nachal Rashi tells we didn't Shomei Ka'ina. So the famous Machloikis Rashi and Tosis is if you hear on Chav Al from his base. We'll have it more in the packet in the future, Bez Hashem. What's it then if somebody is in the middle of Shimon Esrei, and the Chazan's up to Kedusha, so he's ahead of him. So where should he? So could he stop in the middle of Shimon Esrei and listen to Kedusha, or not? So the Rashi says no. I'm sorry. Rashi says, yes. The other was followed from the Kodesh of Kedusha. Any of them have seen this. Rashi says, yes. And Tosa says, no, that if you're going to stop in the middle, it's going to be a Hefsek. Yeah, we follow the Pesach. Yeah, it's to do. Yeah. So there are different pshatim and what's the hesber. Some want to say, Stipler speaks, says about this, like Rav Sheffer pointed out, and Dr. Lamb once gave a shiur on this, whether pshat is shabekhara means yotze, or it's ki'ilu you spoke, ki'ilu you said the words. So if it's ki'ilu you said the words, so then maybe it's a hefsik. So that's the, and according to Rashi, maybe it's not Kiel, you said the words, it's just like, you just be Yotze. Bezer Shem, in a future packet, we'll have more to say about this. Lamaisa, we pask in that you stop.
Stop, yeah.
So listen. Mashlim the minion. We're gonna Bezer Shem 12:30 with Av Mincha. We need a minion. Almost Mashlim. Could you stop in the middle of Shmona Esrei to hear Kriyas HaTorah? What about the Kriyas HaTorah? Right, you just have to be Shema. What do we say? No, because maybe it's not a Chiyuv Bechlal. Maybe it's a Chiyuv HaTzibur, it's not a Chiyuv HaYochid. Yeah. Well, you probably could listen at a different time during the day. That's the Lev Avram is this tshuva. Who's the Lev Avram? Rabbi Weinfeld. Muncy. Did you know him? What? Yeah, you knew him?
No, I didn't know him. I had a friend who was very well. He worked for him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Just as a fear that's it, or you shouldn't
stop until
it's
Shalom. You do Chazar. You're welcome to come. How you doing? It's always good to see you. Eitan Van. He's the Mashkiach. If you want to eat in Chop Chop, right? It's a good hashkacha, right, Eitan? Eitan is in charge. So anyone who eats in Chop Chop, there's some with an Eitan Van. He's there. It's a medium kisidron. Are they open Motzai Shabbos?
No.
When did they start? From when to when? Oh. See, I was afraid you weren't going to get a minion. Now, everyone, you know, when it rains, it pours. Yeah. Oh, Hashem. Okay. And he brings a raya. What's his raya? That it's a chomas hatzibur. So one of the rayas is from the big shul in Alexandria shall Mitzrayim. Right? So you couldn't hear anything. So how did they even answer Amen? So they had the flags. But you see that they didn't, obviously they didn't hear the Kriyas HaTorah. So probably 10 people who were standing right next to them heard the Kriyas HaTorah. Well, the people were getting the aliyahs. We're davening, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's why he brings a raya. Because if it was a chovas hayachid, then how could you? So 10 people who were standing near the bima, they heard. So they didn't. I mean, they probably had people broke into little groups. Did you remember Rabbi Friedman? Rabbi Jacob Friedman.
Where?
He was the gabbai of the Rav David Lifshitz's minion. So he used to hard to hear. So he would go up to the chazan with his ear, you know, to hear. His son was a Lubavitcher. So once he took him to the father to 770, and 770 there were loads of people, so he couldn't find where his father was. So then he looked up, the Rebbe was getting Aliyah, and his father was right up there. Yes. Rabbi Yosef Lerner, of course. I'm very close with Rabbi Yosef Lerner. If you, next time you go into the Zeisman Beis Medrash, okay, I want to tell you this. Where the Chazan davens, not by the where the Balkori is, but the Chazan in the front where the menorah is, if you're looking, you're facing the Aron Kodesh, on the right, there's a plaque, a very funny place to put a plaque. They have a plaque on the Omen on the side, so you got to bend down to see the plaque. And it's the plaque of Rabbi Friedman. It's unfortunate, you know, he was here Yom HaLaila for decades, you know, but people revolving doors, so not ever got to know him. He was Rabbi Mendelssohn knew him very well. Yeah, very well. Yeah, I knew him very well. That was the old school here, but you should go just to see it. That was chus to see, and you know who used to clean the menorah? Him you probably know, Rabbi Rosenwasser. Rabbi Rosenwasser from Inwood. He was the Rav in Inwood.
Yeah.
You know, of course you know, and that's his. There's a connection to Mrs. Rosenwasser from Mechlala.
Okay. Yeah,
he did?
Yeah.
Huh? Him or his son?
He?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me Kiddush. I have to discuss this with Rabbi Mendelssohn. Okay. Number 6. Baya divrei Gemara Rav Sheshet Mahadei Apei Vigoris. So Rav Sheshet Mahadei Apei Vigoris, being in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, he put his back to the Kriyas HaTorah, and then he was learning Tzos Nesivos. So how did he do that? Simon. Doesn't it say in the Gemara in the Sota, that came as a niftach Sefer Torah, Asur L'Saper? So the Rishonim have different terutzim to this. So Tosa says, since he turned his back, that's okay. So Shechta said from Rav Soloveitchik, the pshat is, if you turn your back, you're not mitzuruf to the minyan. So therefore, he's not mitzuruf, he's okay. So that's a bit kiddish, the Rav Shechta said from Rav Soloveitchik, that you have to face the Torah while he's relating. So if you're in a shul that has pews in front, it's not shaykh. We could be standing in there. I mean, the pashas is that that's not what the poskim say in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to, you know, because the pashas is, if you're in the same room, you're in the same room. The only time you have the Shulchan Aruch by Erva, I told you, Rav Avadi Yosef was once giving a shir here in the Beis Medrash, and he was facing, normally you're speaking to a tzibur, you face him. He was like tilting. So someone said, because there was a woman who wasn't necessarily at whatever greatest levels of tznius there, so he was saying divrei Torah. It's a shtickle Torah. In other words, Tosha says, how can you do this? But the Gemara says, you're not allowed to speak during Kriya Satora. So he says, Tosha says, Mahadar Ape Shaini. So what's Pshat Mahadar Ape Shaini? So he wants to say that since he's not Masurah, so then he can do whatever he wants.
So we'll see. Or he says Rav Sheshes was blind, so maybe he was potter from Kriya Satora. It's Dvarim Shemaksav. That's another Terence. Right. He's saying that it shouldn't apply. Because even if you're blind, if the mitzvah is only Shmia, it should be a problem. So maybe this day in Tos is held not that way. Yeah, but I'm saying maybe this Tos is held it's a mitzvah in Kriya. And maybe in Hanami, maybe this day in Tos is holds that the Kriya you have to have Kavan Mahotzi. And in Hanami, if the fellow has a mind not to be Mahotzi, then maybe he does have to go to a different shul according to this day. That's a whole separate discussion. So, because he was potter from Kriya Satara. Because if you hold what he just said, if Kriya Satara you have to lean from the Torah, if he's blind. Or another pshat the Rif says is Rav Sheshes was Toroso Noso. Whereas he learned the whole day. He didn't waste a second. So Toroso Noso has certain Peturim. Right. Right, because he's Torah Sof Losov. Right. Then there's a prima godin here. Gavel gavra shabidami. Look at this, says sarach godol. Whereas pasuk says also latzeis laniach sefer Torah shapasuach. But being gavel gavra shabidami, you can't leave in the middle of the laning. But between the aliyahs, it's mutter. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but the Magen Avraham says only for the Tzorach Gadol, and the Pribi Godim says, "Thanks, Shisham Kriyas Atokvar." Then he says, "Musupak ani, imba Adam leveis haknesses beemtsa Kriyas Sefer Torah lechapes Adam chadoma." So, say somebody comes into shul in the middle of laning to look for somebody. Is he allowed to leave in the middle? So he says, especially, yeah, he can't. Okay, so these are some of the answers to the... He thinks it may be better not to. Then the Shulchan Aruch talks about doing things in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. And then another thing, parents, was that what he was doing, he wasn't making noise. Yesh matir ligros malachash. The Sami Shonim say if you're just learning. So that's what it says, Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to learn. Yesh matir ligros, some say you could learn silently, ligros malachash. And yesh omrim she'im yesh asara d'taisi, that if the 10 people are listening, then you could even speak and learn. Yesh matir mishur terasum nosum. But the latter, yesh matir fi shakodim shenuchzer to maxiponim. That's the other pshat. The maxipon of Maras and Shoyin Yerot to Lishmol of Sefer Torah Alukros Maskel Lukros. But you don't have to say like the Rav. You can say that he's not you have 10 people there already. Maybe that's the reason. And then we saw Lukros Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum is Mutter. Calls it Eino Indian the Parsha Zohar. The Machaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo. So there's a lot of coolness here. But the Mishkan Yaakov denies the whole thing. In the Sefer Kohelet Yaakov, he says that's not what it's talking about. Sheishim Hadar Apei is drawing the Meturgeman. That's what he did at all. Drawing the Meturgeman. But not during the Kriya. Rebbe said the Shitas Hashlah, that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Tzibur, Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chovas Yachid, except for the Dal Parshas, that's a Chovas Yachid as well. Yeah. He's against all the Rishonim. He has his own original Pshat in the Gemara. When it says, Rav Sheshit Ma'ad Ape, I wasn't during waning. I was being... What? Well, the guy was the Maturgim one. He didn't want to disturb. In between. Then Rabbi says, for Yitzchak, question 9, Roy Lahachmir. It's going to be Bizoyan HaTayra. But Lamaisa, it seems that there's so many Shitas there that they're HaTayra, you know. But he's right, it doesn't. Yeah. Right, but it's interesting that he's piling on so many showrooms. Right, so something should be right. One of them should be right. But no, everybody says you shouldn't rely on any of them. Yeah, that's probably the best thing to do. Especially in our generation where, like this, you know, as it is, there's someone could be talking during that, you know what I mean? So, you shouldn't be such a big lambda when it comes to this. Well, what's the Lashon? The Lashon is... Few ben gavra le gavra. So that's talking about the saper. But not the saper, or should be more of a kula. Then there's the Rambam of the Perish Mishnayos, that's question number 11. Quotes from one of the Gaonim. That's Rav Salvechik's thing about not being mitzdar, so we said already. Raman the Perish Hashanai says that a cotton could only lain after Shlishi. So he says this idea that it's a mitzvah of Shmiya is only after Shlishi. But before that, then that's different. That's the Rambam. The Turi Megillah gives that explanation. Number 12. And number 13 was the Shitas Harash, that the person who gets the Aliyah has to read along, and the person will be a Brachal of Atala. The question is, Beis Yosef has the question, what about Shomei Kohanim? And they point out that as Yerushalmi, it seems to say you do say Shomei Kohanim. even though the fellows pointed out that Yerushalmi technically is talking about the Kriyas of Megillah. So, no, he's explaining, the Rambam says that.
Right.
And he's explaining the Pshat, and the Rambam is that after Shlishi is where you say this idea of that it's a mitzvah on the Shmi and not the Kriya. Steve?
I've heard the Rambam, what's the difference between the first three and
that's a good question. That is an excellent question. Why is that? Tachtik, no. I don't know. So for Abba Parshas we say it's a Chovah Sayachid.
That still doesn't mean
that it's right, still doesn't say for sure whether
that the Kriya is Shmiya.
Right, still can be Shmiya.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, one second. Right. I can't say for sure. Yeah. Say that again, say that again.
Is it possible to wrap up the distinction between the first two and then because of if you have Cohen Nigger, the Cosmos not really any of the next, it's not looking over this obligation, so once you have those already done, then the Cosmos can come in? Does that make any sense?
So, meaning you. Okay, then we did the Trumas Hadasha, we did this last week about there was a minute that they were. No, but technically speaking, he wasn't talking about. They want to bring a riot, but some point out, like guys in Shia, that he was really talking about Kriyas of Megillah. And Mikacha Shomea Kaona, to Kori. Yeah, it's on page 6 in the packet 3. Right. יכול זה אחד שאבו שומר וחמבית ומגילה. Right. So it's not necessarily talking about Kriyas HaTorah, that's the thing. And then we talked about the Trumas HaDeshin had a minhag that by Oz Yashir or by Aseres HaDibros, that the Chazan would just, Malkori would just read the first pasuk, and then everyone would read from the Chumash the rest. So that's a big Kiddush. What? The Trumas HaDeshin that we did last week, we did that on page 9. Says that that's the Oseg Boso Indian. Right. It's worse. Okay, this also Sapper. Dafkav Kol Rom. Natan Hashem Hashem Dosu Inyan Ka Asik. Ha'as Hashem Milim Minah Dehecha Da Asik Bosu Inyan Ein Tzarech Hashmo Kriya Sator. Afil Leka Asar Shashomim. The Kiddush. He says it's not the Pashim Shad, but he's trying to be Miyashay the Minah. But he doesn't just say there, I'm a Ratzin. But the whole community used to do that. Now, Shanogu Ba'ostreich, Mitzvah Medina, Shem Parsha Shir Sayam, Seres Adibros, Shabbos, Shakalu, Osir Nasidros, Tin Shavish of Pesach, Yomishin Shishurus, Shem Giyash Nitzim, Lukos of some Parshis, Edekore, El Maskil, Osan, Vakal Korim, Osan, Mechumashim, Sholahem. No, he says, both. Number 16, the Beis Yosef has a kasha on the Rosh. Why do you need the fellow who's getting the aliyah to say along? Why can't he just be Yosef B'Shameh Ka'ona? And then we said to look at the Aruch HaShulchan. What? Beis Yosef is asking a kasha on the. He's saying, why is it a right? Even though in Shulchan Aruch it says that you. We'll see more about it, that you have to. But the Beis Yosef asked the kasha. They went to watch the Shulchan Aruch. So Mokam Sarakul Vikros in Shriat Tiba, because they should lay in Bikrosul Vatala. And then the Aruch HaShulchan says, he quotes the Beis Yosef, the Pasuk Sumein Akori, that a blind person can't get an aliyah. And the Ramah says now the minhag is that he does. And he says that since the Shliach Tzibur now is the Bal Korei, so that a blind person can't. And it will be Yotzei B'Shomei HaKa'ona. So then it should be okay. But he says that maybe it's totally... call a Roy Labile Bil Makemis. In other words, if you're not even Roy to read, maybe that's worse. Because he can't see, so he's not even Roy. A person who doesn't know how to read because he's not learned, but he's Roy Lakach, so maybe that he you would say Shomer Kona. But if you're not Roy, maybe not. So that's the Machlokes. Right, so that's the thing. So that was his retort. First he saw that maybe you could say Shomer Kona, then he's saying no, but maybe he's not Roy Lakach. So that was the response back. Then we saw the then the Rosh Hashulchan says over this whole thing. So Vatel Yosher Tov Shakor Yomer Vlachash. So he says, but the mice, if the guy didn't read along, he could be so mech a chomeka owner. By an Amo Arts. So it was more of a problem because it's not right. The question 19, we had the Amic Bracha. And then the Emek Bracha discusses why does the Rosh hold you can't be Yotzei with Shomer Ka'ona? Why does he have to read along? Why can't he be Yotzei with Shomer Ka'ona? So he says that it's not a Berkas HaMitzvah. It's a din that when you're Ola LaTorah, there's a special Takana. He says, "Kol zehniyim b'das harosh, shesam the brachas al kriyas mitzibur, enam al mitzvah sakriyam mitzibur, v'dalom avarchi, asher kedushanu mitzvah mitzibanu, asher bachar banu, v'ikar brachas enan el abrikas ha-torah, al mitzvah lima torah, el advarim, el chacham tikdun chivu l'varach brachas ha-torah, ora pam b'shah sakriyam mitzibur." There's a special takana to read when you're having the kriya mitzibur, l'fanel charam. So b'meila came in dika brachu al berchas haTorah al mitzvahs limitorah, avi mitzvah shebegufo. You want to say it's a mitzvah shebegufo. You have to do it. If you're reading from the Torah, you have to make the bracha. So no one can be motzi. We'll have to see more in future shiurim about this. And then we said to look at the Taz. Kuf mem aleph sifkat and gimel. One second. That's on page 1415. He quotes the Rush. Heinu Mishim Deinu Koral Pem. He says that the Rush says that he saw that Tzum is Gan Aliyas, and even in the presence of big Rabbanim. Tzum Hashem Rabbanim. So he quotes a different sheet this one, the Suma can get an aliyah. But he quotes the Bach that he could get an aliyah, but he should be a Talmid Chacham. Why does that make a difference? Why does that make a difference? For another look at Suma, Tavka Suma Talmid Chacham. So the Bach says. Nearly not the Suma Talmid Chacham. Suma Mar. Yeah, he says. For another look at Suma and Sefer Torah. Lomichu. Not like the Beis Yosef who says Zasser. Lomir nearly not the Suma Talmid Chacham. Suma Mar. A licros klal. Tafil ain't a Suma. Lohay a roi licros from the Chachila. Because an Amaret, even if you got a Suma, you shouldn't call him up. Okay, there's another Lukos Amaret. But the minute is we give Amaret to him a year. So, Eman Levata la minute, he has a way to the Tsuye. So, we're not going to. Once you have a minute to call Amaret, so if we're going to Levata that, that's going to cause a whole big fight, sure. You're not going to give it. So, since we're giving Amaret to him a year, means we can't read along. And we're not going to be back till that because we'll cause a fight. But if he's a Suma anyway, so then maybe we shouldn't. So the Talmid Chacham, yeah. Okay. Okay. So let's say we have hereby completed the questions of halacha. So tomorrow, as Hashem, we'll try to do the inyan of the yoma. And that's Monday. Now, on Tuesday, so if you want to take the... We'll see. Makin on Tuesday, you're welcome. That would be good. Wednesday, we have Kumish. We have to give early. We have to speak to the... We'll have early day Wednesday. You know, there is...
Yeah,
people are on the... but I have to anyway... Yeah, so we'll have the Kumish here in the morning. And then when we come back, we'll have to see the shear, what's the story with the shear next Sunday. We'll see if people will be around or not.
I will not be around.
Okay. And we should all go to Canada.
Is that what he said here? What the class says here is that we shouldn't go out to Mayuso.
Okay, so let's start in Mincha.